Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1534, air date December 20th, 2024.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Shiva Ayadure. Today, we're going to be doing our town hall with the people that you can see here on Zoom. We do this every Thursdays, but we're going to have a town hall on the concept of, are you dumb? And we're going to really discuss signals of if you're dumb. That's what we're going to talk about, because it's very, very important to understand this in the world of the current world where the elites want to make you dumber and dumber. So I'm going to, Suresh, I'm going to go right over to the Zoom, and I'm going to exit out of here. And Suresh, if you can kindly make sure the banners are running here, I'm going to run one of them here. Okay. And you can just put, like, you know, the Truth, Freedom, Health, and let people know. So anyway, guys, I'm going to hop over to, I'm going to leave here. Suresh, you got this under control, right? Good afternoon or good morning, wherever people are. This is Dr. Shiva Ayadure. We do this, these events once a week, and it's really enjoyable. It is our Truth, Freedom, Health orientation, and it's our open house. So I want to thank Delio, who's our leader in New York City. Delio did an amazing job in getting us on the ballot as a write-in, mobilizing people. And Delio, I know some of the technical stuff is hard, but you've done pretty well.
I have, and I had excellent mentors. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. So so the discussion that I want to have today, I put it out there on social media. It's may seem crass, but are you dumb? And what are the 10 signals of a dumb person and what you can do about it? This is a offshoot of a workshop we recently held over the weekend, and it was really focused on critical thinking. I've noticed that if you look at what's going on right now, and I'll give you an example of why critical thinking is going to be very, very important. So, but today's conversation is really going to be about people who are non-critical thinkers, who I call dumb, and why they're going to be all wiped out. And why this is important is I was speaking to I have an attorney, very nice guy. He does very good patent law. And he said there was an interesting company that he just worked with that had come up with cooling for chips. So why is this important? Some of you, you know, back in the 80s, when I first came to MIT, one of my friends was working at IBM in Armonk on what's called the Josephson Junction. And you can look it up. But basically, the idea was you're going to build these supercomputers. This is 40 years ago. And the computers are going to be so hot that you would need to cool them down. And to cool them down, you'd use superconducting fluids. So, well, that was 40 years ago. Now the chips, they can pack so many transistors on a chip. I mean, the number of zeros that are out there are quite incredible. The elites are creating these technologies, not to help you, but they're creating technologies to basically replace humans. And the quality of these chips and the power that they're doing is quite extraordinary. Now, AI, you know, as a leader in the field, it might, you know, my first PhD was in this called Information Cybernetics, one of my first companies I built, Echomail, which I made a lot of money for analyzing and routing email for customer service, was a basis of this. And most of the technology in AI, frankly, none of it's really new. It's been around since 1960s. It's really what's called multi-level nonlinear regression. You're fitting a line to a curve. With chips, now it's getting better and better and better and better. Okay. So if you look at where the money is going, it's going to chip technology, but it's also going into data centers. People are building massive, massive, massive data centers because the computing that is required is quite extraordinary. And I mean, when I talk about data centers, you're talking about, I mean, we have a data center. I've built a data center. I'm not talking about 20,000 square feet. We're not talking about 100,000. We're talking about millions of square feet, millions of square feet of data center space, football fields upon football fields upon football fields. The amount of energy that it's going to take to support these data centers is, some people are saying, 10% of the energy of any country. Okay, quite a bit of energy. So most people are highly unaware of the amount of infrastructure money that's going into data centers, chip technology. But one of the key pieces was the cooling technology. So my attorney was telling me about one of his clients who's created an amazing cooling technology, can use for many things. And apparently they won some interesting, they had some interesting cases that they won. Very small guy who did it out of his garage, and he beat everyone else out from the outskirts. But the reality is, and I, at the same day, at 24 hours, I talked to another friend of mine. You may have seen, you may, if you go to Whole Foods, you'll see a product called Brad's Raw Chips. You know, so Brad Gruno, I've known Brad for years. He's the one who started that. He's the one who brought me in to help create the Clean Food Seal many, many years ago. And I called Brad, what are you up to? He goes, oh, I'm back into fiber. I go, what do you mean, fiber? Oh, he goes, I used to be in fiber. He goes, companies like Facebook and Google are laying down their own fiber. Like right now, between the reason this is being communicated is, and I think I use Verizon here, and that's going out on fiber, you know, and then the conduits, big companies like Level 3 used to own the fiber. And now I think Lumen owns them. These are telcos above telcos. And those conduits are now being leased or used by Facebook. Before, if you looked at a fiber cable that had so many fibers to transmit data, now they need 10 times more fiber, even in that cabling. Because you have massive computing going on, but you can have computing at one place, but it has to transmit the data to you. Or if you're using, let's say, ChatGPT, the enormous amount of data bandwidth and computing is growing explosively. What is the purpose of all of this computing? What is the purpose of all of this AI? Most of it is for eliminating you and for surveillance. That's where all this is going. But I want to let people know that having been a technologist, still a technologist, having come from this world, I don't think most people have any fucking idea of what's coming. And technology in and of itself is technology. Technology in the hands of the few becomes for power, profit, control. Technology for the many becomes a way we could really create incredible things we don't even know. But historically, whenever technology comes, everyone gets very, very excited. But ultimately, this technology gets used to consolidate power, profit, control. And this has been the long arc of human history. And that is the arc that our movement is trying to destroy. The arc of enabling people to be critical thinkers so they can actually understand this and build bottoms-up movements. And what I just said itself is a technology. The technology of the education, the community building, the infrastructure to build a bottoms-up movement. It's not easy. The elites are spending all their fucking money building stuff to enslave you. I have spent my whole life building technologies to liberate people, and that's what our movement is about. So the question is, how will this movement be built? Will it be built by dumb people who are non-critical thinkers or by smart people? And then as a critical thinker, you have to ask, what is a critical thinker? What is a non-dumb person? And then you get to the realization that your time is very, very important. As I shared this morning, I am very, very generous in working with people of all different backgrounds. I'll be on the phone, people tell you, for 3-4 hours explaining a concept. A lot of time. And people wonder, why are you spending that much time on this guy? It's the nature of who I am. However, what I've realized is that every day we get 30, 40 new members coming to our movement. Thousands every month. And it is wrong of me to, I have to be a little more judicious on who I spend time with, because there's a lot of incredible people who come who are ready to critically think. And my intention is, if I don't do that, we're not going to win. We need to build a organization of leaders who can continue what we've created here in spite of me, independent of me. It's very, very important this happens. But this demands that I spend my time with people who really are serious, who are organized, who are focused, who are diligent. And I can tell you that I've been like that all my life. It's been a long journey to study all this stuff, organize it, put it together, and not be co-opted by the swarm. But we have built that infrastructure. So now, for that infrastructure to carry on and win, we need to make sure that we have really, really strong people who are A, dedicated, B, thoughtful, but know how to communicate. And sometimes I'll pick people on these calls and they'll just ramble, fucking ramble. I'll say, can you ask a question? They'll give a comment. You can't build movements with these kind of people. You really can't. So our movement needs focused people who are dedicated, who can follow directions, who will, in a disciplined way, study the material. But a lot of people who have this unconscious incompetence. Oh, I know it all. I've studied. Oh, this is systems. I know what systems is. No, you don't. Because this material does not exist anywhere. You have to go through this material and study it and reflect on it and then act on it. So I want to thank, you know, so it's made me reflect on the kind of people I do not want to work with. And I don't think you would want to work with. You can try to give them information. They may have to go through their own journey, sometimes 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, but you got to let people go through their journeys. But our movement is poised to support those people who want to come, learn, and build this movement, but are critical thinkers. So I titled this talk, Are You a Dumb Person? So I wanted to talk about what is a dumb person. It's an extract of what we did. And even at the conversation we had over the weekend, you know, it was free to all truth, freedom, health warriors. And I've realized that when you give away stuff, we give away scholarships for people and none of them ever finish the course. It's like giving away stuff seems to actually backfire on what we've been doing. So we won't be doing that anymore. We won't. It doesn't seem to work. It seems like people just take advantage of their own laziness and they don't do that. But I just want to share with you an extract. So what are the signals of a dumb person? And I went over this, but for those of you who didn't come, but these are one of the signals. I want to walk you through these 10 signals, or what you can call of a non-critical thinking person. They do not want to learn new things. So that's why I started this conversation off with Delia. Delia, how old are you now? Delia?
58.
Okay. So Delia, what have you been doing most of your life? You've been, I know you're a butcher, right? Or you run?
Yeah. Okay. A profession is produce and
So we have a lot of people coming to our movement who are hard working class people. They don't learn CRM systems. They don't know how to use digital communication systems like Zoom. It's a lot, you know, if you're in a certain world, just like I don't know how to do anything with using knives and butcher stuff, Delia, I'd be like a complete illiterate, you know? But we do have a guy like Delia who'll go from one world and say, oh my God, this is hard, but he wants to learn new things. regardless of people's background or age. And that's a non-critical thinking person. They want to learn new things. People who don't want to learn new things, especially things that can save their lives and advance their lives, to me are dumb people. Then lack of personal accountability. They don't want to take accountability for their actions. Or, you know, I got here because I made certain decisions in my life. Yeah, I voted for that guy. Then I did this and I did that. Oh, I ate this food and I ate that food. I never really took care of my body. People have no personal accountability and blame everyone else when they could make choices, particularly in the United States. I can tell you, you have a lot more choice in the United States than any other country if you've traveled. That's a non-critical thinking person. People who see the world as left or right, pro or anti. Very dumb people. Booby fucking Kennedy. I call him Booby. Don't eat seed oils. Well, he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. It's about processing, as I've talked about. Right? Don't eat vegetables. Really? Don't eat grains. Well, it's how you process the grains. How they're taken care of to eliminate phytic acid, you see? So seeing the world as left or right, do this, do that, leads to a lot of stupidity. And the world will take advantage of this. So now they'll say, oh, we're going to do this MAHA thing. But they're going to just come up with stuff to sell products for the wellness industrial complex, not to really teach people how to really be well. So that's a dumb person. Inability to solve problems. I deal with a lot of young people. I'll give you an example. A good friend of mine, she hired a young person. The printer didn't work. She came to her and says, the printer's not working. She goes, oh. She goes, what's the matter? She goes, I printed and nothing's coming out. She goes, did you check if there's paper in the printer? Oh, how do I do that? And so on. Okay? So people are being brought up to think things just happen and you don't have to solve problems. I'm giving you really a very interesting example. This is a college-educated person. People do not want to take the extra step to figure out things work. And they just think someone else is going to do it for them. You know, as I am, you know, I have some interns working for us. We were helping with the building, doing stuff. And someone will just sit there and watch everyone work. And we said, what are you doing? Are you going to help other people? And I said, this is a very bad habit. So people get into the bad habit of not solving problems, sitting around thinking someone's going to do it. And this has become, by the way, systemic. Was not like this, particularly in the United States in the 40s or 50s, or when I grew up, but it's become worse. Needing approval of others. It's a very interesting one. I have this video. I think I can play it. Everyone know who Franklin Graham is? Hey, Andrew. I don't know if Andrew is here. Is Andrew here, Suresh? Suresh, is Andrew here?
Yeah, Andrew should be there. He said he's joining.
Okay. I sent Andrew a video. I think I sent it to him. But maybe I can bring it up, okay? I may send... Andrew, do you have that video with Franklin Graham? Maybe he's got it. Wait for Andrew. So anyway, the reason I wanted to do this is Franklin Graham is the son of, everyone know, Billy Graham. Okay? So, and by the way, he's not a nice guy. He's a scumbag. Okay, if you go look at his history. So anyway, they did a movie trying to make Trump seem like some great fucking hero called Trump 2025. And I get people once in a while saying, why are you cursing? You shouldn't curse. Okay, very interesting. And I want to talk about this because it's a very interesting thing because 99.999% of the people who say that never ever join our movement, never ever do anything. It's like when I was at MIT, why are you using those words to describe, you know, whatever the movement was? Those people never do anything. They are part of a class of people. Ultimately, they're seeking the approval of others. So anyway, Franklin Graham, and it just popped up because I was dealing with this moron who was saying this. And I'm like, I didn't want to waste time because we have thousands of people coming to our movement over here and you're still talking about that nonsense. So Franklin Graham does this video, goes, yes, you know, Trump said, you know, he says he, referring to Trump, says a lot of harsh things. And yes, he cusses, but he did not run for pastor, okay? And is supporting Trump. But those same people, and remember, Trump got 100 million votes. People don't give a fuck if you curse, guys. They don't. It is the content of what you're saying that bothers them. And get this clear. It is the content of saying that we need to build a bottoms-up movement. The content of Zionist cocksuckers. We don't cow down to Zionism. Don't ever let anyone say, oh, I don't like the way you're speaking to me. It's not the way you're speaking. It's not the words. It's the content. Because the content of what you're saying goes directly against the fact that they have no interest in building a bottoms-up movement. They do not want to build a bottoms-up movement. They want you to suffer. So when people are thinking they're needing the approval of others through language or whatever it is, these people are very, very dumb people. Because the same elites do not seek approval of others. Very important to understand this. The other thing, corollaries, dumb people think some event or person will save them. Trump is saying, I'm going to fix it. Save America. Very dumb people. And the elites are banking on this. We're not done. That's only six items. Here's another one. Dumb people are unable to adapt to new evidence. Trump is fighting Fauci. Trump did this. Trump did that. Really? Well, he gave Fauci a presidential commendation award 12 hours before he left office. He gave a pardon to Kushner, Jared Kushner's father, and now has appointed him, was a convicted criminal, did all sorts of crazy shit, and now has appointed him to be the ambassador to France. Well, you say these things to people, and they don't want to adapt to new evidence. Dumb people. This is the one that's probably, to me, the most compelling one, is unconscious incompetence. And this typically occurs with educated idiots. People who go to universities learn something, and they think they know it all. And like I said, people do not know the foundational theory, concepts, the very hard work that I've put into developing a course that I used to teach at MIT, Harvard, et cetera, but we've made accessible. Then, oh, I know what systems are. No, you don't. That's an example. And you may know people in your life. They're unconscious of what their own incompetence. A conscious incompetent you can work with. Wow, I don't really know that. I don't really know how to butcher an animal. Delio, can you show me? Just like Delio says, well, I don't really know how to Zoom. I know how to do that. I know how to do that. And they cut themselves or they run horrible presentations, okay? They hear, but they do not listen. And this one, they make conclusions about others based on their words, not their actions. This is what I call, and there's more probably, but non-critical thinking person or a dumb person. And our movement is built supporting people who are breaking from, these are all habits. They're actually very bad habits. And life ultimately is a sum of all the habits that you have. But if you have, you know, at least three of these habits, you're really screwed. Some people have to go through their journey to being on the left or the right. Some people have to go through their journey of making conclusions based on people's words, not their actions, to get really screwed up, really bad. We're doing a noble service and saying, look, we're here. If you want to build a movement, you have to be a non-critical thinking person. So fundamentally, my definition is not only seeing things as they are. This is how you not become dumb. This is what you can do. First of all, it's not being a guru, going to some Vipassana training, you know, 10-day retreats and saying, oh, yeah, I had the experience. I see things as they truly are, not how they want them to be or whatever. some yoga training, fill in the blanks. I've been to all of them. That's not enough. It's not enough to be a yogi, to be an intelligent person, because there's a lot of dumb yogis. There's a lot of dumb gurus. There's a lot of dumb enlightened people who've seen the light. They've been to the other worlds. They've left their bodies. They've been down the tunnel. Okay, whatever. But critical thinking person is not only see things how they are, not how they want them to be, but then takes action. This latter part at the right time to enable others to critically think based on your discoveries and results. Critical thinking, as we say in our movement, is a conversion process. It's not just sitting there, absorbing knowledge and listening to me here, talking about a dumb person, but saying, shit, I get it. I got to go become a Truth and Health Warrior Scholar. I got to get on the ground and mobilize people to help other people understand the swarm and why it works. That's a critically thinking person. Critically thinking people act. They act. And we are very, very fortunate to have a movement that has an incredible number of critical thinkers. And we're fostering that. And we're building that movement. But the elites now, deception and creating dumb people goes hand in hand. Deception and creating dumb people go hand in hand to essentially depopulate. That's where this is headed. So these technologies that are taking mechanistic thinking, that's what it is, it's not critical thinking, and putting it on a chip is going to eliminate a lot of people who are dumb mechanistic thinkers. And that's why they've created a boondoggle like Trump to attract all those mechanistic thinkers. It's like literally Jim Jones. And they're going to just poof, eliminate all of them. That's what's going to happen. So the world they want to create is probably about 500 million people who will enjoy the resources of the world for themselves and will automate everything, not to advance your life or my life, but their lives. Jeff Bezos and this whatever that he hangs out with just met with Trump, okay? 92-93% of Amazon is completely automated. I don't know if you guys know this. So these mechanistic technologies, the fiber, the data centers, all this stuff is not being done to improve your life. It's not. It's being done to consolidate power, to eliminate life. Because that's the world they want. The world that our movement wants is for the 8 billion of us to create a world that we have never even thought about. But that is going to require us to use critical thinking skills to build that world of truth, freedom, health. It's not just going to happen. And people have to mobilize. They have to get focused. There's no other movement doing this. There's no other movement who's figured this theory out, who's figured out the reality that you have to bring people together. And it has to be bottoms up of working people. So I wanted to share this with you, that you cannot build stuff with dumb people. And the elites, every microsecond, are making people dumber and dumber and dumber. Good news is we exist. We're making people smarter and smarter and smarter. What we've done since 2020 to now is quite extraordinary. We got on the ballot. We've filed lawsuits. We've won lawsuits. We have more lawsuits in the pipeline. We're educating other people how to file lawsuits, how to think. We teach people how to think so you will not die. So if you made it this far, to all the people who are warrior scholars, we need you to, you know, get ready to become leaders or help us in a focused way, support your leaders, help us hand out flyers, help us do some activity that can help us write. If you have IT work, in a very diligent way, we need some people will lead and some people are very focused, excellent people who can do a focus activity, either one. So for your Truth From Health Warrior Scholars, that's what we need of you. For new people who just attended for the first time, welcome. We look forward to introducing you. Go into the Warrior Scholar Program, and we've set up a very clear way, what I call revolution engineering. Number one, start with Shatter the Swarm. Go through Get Off the Plantation, finish it, and then go through this course. It's a lot of modules, but you will learn a lot. And then we have our Leadership Training Institute. You know, I just saw the prices for MIT's executive education program, and they don't even teach anywhere what we do. $30,000, $40,000. They're creating swarm leaders. We're creating truth, freedom, health leaders. They will never teach our content because they don't want to shatter themselves, okay? We do that. So we've literally created an institution of a community of people. So if you want to be dumb with some of those attributes, understand it is very easy to be dumb and remain dumb. The number of traps that those have set are quite extraordinary, but here's a list you can think about. And so when you meet people who are in any of this, you say, look, you know, you're not really a critical thinker. Would you like to learn how to critically think? That's what Truth, Freedom, Health is about. Yes, Truth, Freedom, Health exposes boobies and Bernie Sanders, et cetera. We do that because we're a critical thinker. Yes. We talk about clean food as a systems approach to identify food from end to end. That comes from critical thinking. Systems health. Bosn, if you can share, we have a tutorial tomorrow. The non-critical way of thinking about your body is, oh, a magic bullet approach or one size fits all. These are non-critical thinking approaches. We say, look, you have to take a synergy approach. There's not any one thing that's going to heal you. And you have to find the right medicine for the right person at the right time. That is critical thinking. Our movement does that. And we offer a solution, systems health. Our movement says we got to combine stuff in nature. It's not any one thing. You got to use a lot of little things. So we have Cytosolv, our platform. And we actually bottoms up. Bottoms up, we do the science. Bottoms up, we do the discovery. Bottoms up, we do the manufacturing. We're doing all of that without any fucking funding. All of you can help with that if you want to. We'll teach you how to be part of this. We'll teach you science. We'll teach you all of this stuff if you want to learn. So our movement is really about education and learning and growing. They don't want you to grow. In this morning session, we had a guy from Missouri. I don't know if he's here. He said, you know, Dr. Shiva, I'm here in Missouri. I do delivery. He goes, I'm the only one in my family that's working right now. Everyone else is lazy and they're hanging out at home collecting disability. And he went on to describe what's going on. So the elites have one set of the working class who they want to get out of the working class, getting little short money on disability. They just want to eliminate those people. That's where that's going. And another set of the elites go to very high-end schools. They're learning how to critically think, but not to liberate you, but to oppress you. But these highly critically thinking people literally want to make you dumb. And so there's deception within deception going on. So they have Elon fucking Musk or Booby Kennedy or Vivek the Snake talking about helping you on some issue that they heard that people want to hear, election fraud or free speech. And then they have other people attacking them as though they're really not going to do it when they're really not going after the root cause. Elon Musk is just talking about privatizing the Postal Service. You see, it's exactly what I predicted. That will be the end of all free speech, even offline speech. You have to understand that when you become a critical thinker, you can see the future. Our movement is here. If you want to learn how to think, get involved, but get ready to roll up your sleeves, get ready to put your ego aside and get involved and build this movement. It's our movement, but we need to build a team of very good leaders who can train other people. And over the next year, I'm going to be very parsimonious with my time, and I would like to work, and I've already started to work with around 10 people. Lots of phone calls, lots of mentoring to make sure that those people can mentor other people. And I want to get about 100 people. So if you're involved in that, if you're interested in that, let us know, particularly people who've gone through the leadership program. And I know there's a lot of great people coming in, and we need enough people to work with those people. So I want to welcome all of you. It's a very exciting time to be alive. It's not a bad time. There's going to be lots of opportunity for growth. But mark these words, that things don't get better when they get worse. Things just get worse. People think, oh, things get worse, then people will rise up. Absolutely not true. Our movement gives you the luxury of having this community and working together and building this movement. Because when the shit hits the fan, you won't have time to build a movement. You'll be trying to basically survive. So, and by the way, the way the shit will hit the fan, you won't even know the shit's hit the fan, okay? It'll be sort of like molasses that seeps in and then you're in it. So don't think it's going to be something dramatic. It could be some drama, but it doesn't have to be. So I want to welcome all of you. Let's, two things we want to do is those of you who are new, shatterthesworm.com, homework assignment number one, become a new member. You can go right to truthfreedomhealth.com, click the contribute button. You don't have to contribute anything. If you want to be a member, contribute $100. You can be a Truth From Health Warrior Scholar. Some people say that, very few people say they don't have that. Whenever we've given scholarships and we have, those people never finish it. They don't, as I mentioned. Become a Truth From Health Warrior Scholar and go through the program. One of our leaders will call you. We'll give you the assignment to do. Follow through. If you don't want to follow through, we'll give you a couple shots. And we're not going to call you anymore. Okay? We don't really want to waste our time with people. We're really not serious. The world needs serious people with the format that we put together to progress. And that's where we have time to work, to support, to build that. So let's go to the people who are here. So here's the ground rules. We did this morning, and I'm going to give the instruction once. And if you don't follow through, you're going to be put into the waiting room and we can't have you. So here's an instruction. In Zoom, next to your name, like Wayne has done, Lasvardi there, it says Wayne Lasvardi, AZ. Marianne has done there, Marianne Berry, AZ, New Mexico. So please, you can click on your name and a little rename will come up and rename whatever your name is with your, you know, an acronym for where you're from. So Ann Fleming, I think, would be FL. Ann Stern has put NC. We want you to do this because it's very nice for us to say, oh, Andrew is in Florida. We see someone from Florida. Hey, connect up with Andrew. So please take time to do that. If you don't know how to do that, raise your hand. We'll show you. Simple instruction to see if people can follow instructions. Okay? And if you can't, and we'll give you a couple minutes to do this because then it's easy for us to connect people, because one of the things that happens now is we're going to connect people to local leaders. Again, you can click on your name. Next to it will be either more or three dots, and you can say rename and just add those initials. Kindly do that. Everyone do that. Ann, Amber, Alden Penner. If you're on your phone, you may not be able to do that. Ariana Sater, Barbara Latham. And even if you're a veteran, we're going to put you in the waiting room, but Emily's done it. See, Emily did TN, Frank Stephen did Texas. Thanks, Frank. Dustin did great. It's amazing how many adults can't follow directions. No, seriously. So when we go to introduce people, we'd like you to do the following. If you can say where you're from, how you came across our movement, and how you'd like to contribute, what you'd like to actually do. So who you are, how you find our movement, and who you are could be as much as you want to share, but don't go on some rambling. Everyone's gone through all sorts of stuff, but be concise. And so please do that in a minute, and then we'll go to question and answer, okay? So Bazin, can you look here, or whoever's running this meeting, Andrew? So again, everyone, please put your where you're from. So Alden Penner, Ann, can you do that? Ann Fleming. Emily, you may want to help Ann, but in the next, we'll give you a couple minutes. And if you can't do that, we're going to throw you into the waiting room. Okay? So we'll wait. As you're waiting, the two videos that you may want to watch that I did last week was on Syria. What is it, it's a breakdown of what's actually going on in Syria. It helps you get beyond the left, right, choose one evil over the other. You have one wing of the quote unquote left who's promoting Assad and Putin and Russia as anti-imperialist. And then the imperialists who are Zionists, right, on one side. But the reality is when you really look at what took place in Syria, it goes to the heart of the issue. What happens when people build a bottoms-up movement, but they don't have the system science or the theory that it's easy for people to be choosing a solution that doesn't get them anywhere. Okay. So anyway, Bazin, can you put all the people who did not put their name in the, and if you can, into the waiting room and show them how to do that in the waiting room, give them the text. Can you do that, Bazin?
Okay. All right.
You move them into the waiting room and put a text chat into the waiting room, say, this is how you do it. All right. Let's begin. So with those of you who are new, you can raise your hand. And there's a hand icon called React. By the way, you're learning how to use Zoom. Maybe you know how to use it. A little quick skills training. I know it's a little bit weird, but in the modern world, we have to learn how to use these tools, unfortunately. Okay. So let's go to those people and introduce. So we have Michael Pritchard has raised his hand. Peter Vicente, Diana Roll, good to have you. And anyone else who's new, kindly raise your hand. Okay. So Alden, thanks for putting your name next to it. It looks like you're logged in twice. So Deanna Parks from 2 miles somewhere. We'll get it. Diana Roll. Okay. Let's start with Michael Pritchard. So Bazin, will you do that in the waiting room? Let people know what they need to do before they come in.
Yep. I'm sending a message now.
Yeah. So let's start with Michael. Michael, can you unmute? Kindly unmute, please.
Unmute.
Oh, you're unmuted. Michael, tell us where you're from and how you came to find us and how you'd like
I'm
to
from you. I'm from Olympia, Washington. I voted for you this time around.
And so do you know Bazin?
I don't. And God, my hearing's going bad, but every time I hear his name, and so I wrote his name down today, and I know he's from Seattle. I'm just not that ready yet to get in there and be all gung-ho because I'm one of those people that decided not to wear a face mask during COVID, and Olympia is a shithole. Uh-huh. And so I worked for Costco for 22 years, and I left March 15, 2020. And there was no way going back, so I had to get my 401k, sold the property I built a cabin on, moved into, you know, a different place, my garage, converted it into a home. You know, just trying to, so that's why I'm an angry piece of shit right now. I'm going through a little bit of shit, you know, but I am going to be one of your soldiers here in about a year. I did the course already. I followed you since 2018, and I about cried when you were here in Washington State running for Senate. And then I saw you in 2022 running for presidency, and I'm like, I squealed like a little girl, you know, just happier than shit, and I voted for you. I'm down with everything. The thing is my journey is a soul's journey right now, and I'm trying to complete it, and you're part of it. Do you still hear me, or am I talking to myself?
No. We're all intently listening, Michael. Thank you for sharing. First of all, I want to just let you know that you got on the ground, right? I think you handed out flyers. You voted for us.
I haven't handed nothing out just yet. I am going to purchase your business cards right after I get off the phone with you.
Right. So
because I know.
So what I'd like you to do is connect with Bazin. Mm-hmm. Bazin, you know, worked with people. He mobilized people. He ran a convention there to get us on the ballot. And it's pretty incredible. With no support, we got close to 3,500 votes. Now, that may seem like a small amount, but we got the second most number of votes for an independent candidate. And we did that with that, with just handing out cards with a few people. Imagine what could happen if we had more people.
No, and, I'm going to hand out cards for you, yep, buddy.
Yep.
I will get a hold of Bosin, but there was another reason why I called. One quick thing. This is going to be a little bit fast, because when you had your interview with Dr. Baker and you hit that carnivore, that was the first part of my soul's journey. And unfortunately, you're in it. But when you had that interview, because I'm going to just say it. I need you to interview three people. And I'm going to give you $1,000 if you go on an interview with these three people. Two of them don't think you'll do it. His name is Flat Earth Dave. He has a Flat Earth app that tells everything, all the lies. Flat Earthers are some of your strongest supporters, Dr. Shiva. I guarantee you, you got more Flat Earthers as supporters than anything, because we're the ones who are critically thinking and we understand what this place truly is. I discovered I never was a ball earther. I never fell for that shit. I never got indoctrinated in that. And we were so fucking poor as a kid, I didn't get indoctrinated with food either, because I just fucking ate what I could eat. And if it was a pack of hot dogs, it was a pack of hot dogs. So I didn't eat like shit because we didn't have shit food. I'm 52, by the way, so I know a little bit. But what I'm saying is that we're not, this is like almost the center circle for your system science, because this is how I discovered that H3O2 is what is healing everybody. And it's the least amount of deuterium is in animal products. I mean, I've gone down the health rabbit hole. And I don't even want to call it rabbit hole. Just call it system science, because I did a lot of study in that. I did a lot of study in carnivore. I did a lot of study in the chakras, and how I did a lot of study in why does a carnivore person who has that lifestyle, I'm 52, I'm a pasty white redhead. Well, used to be red, but so I'm Michael, pasty.
So Michael, let's focus a little bit, okay?
So I know, thank you. I want you to have an interview, and I'll donate $1,000 if you do an interview with these guys. Two of them just got off the boat from Antarctica, and Dave Weiss has that app that has over 500,000 subscribers to it. And then there's, and that's worldwide, Dr. Shiva. So I'm not just talking about the United States.
If you go set up the interview, I'll talk to them.
You'll talk. Oh my God. Dude, you're going to make me fucking cry. You're going to make me fucking cry.
But look, this is where I'm.
I know. Sorry.
Michael, look, sorry. I'll interview them, but here's the bigger picture. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Whether the earth is flat or not, but listen, okay? Whether the earth is flat or not, whether there's UFOs or not, whether there's reptiles living under the...
Oh, I get that whole thing.
Let me finish.
I'm sorry.
Okay? Whether there's reptiles living under the earth or not, let's say all of that is true, okay?
Yeah.
Assume all of it's true.
Yeah.
How is that changing the conditions of the fact that the elites keep printing money and working people can't afford basic food?
Dr. Shiva, it teaches how deep the lies go. It doesn't
But stop, Michael, listen.
I'm not talking about the whole space alien. I'm talking about just hell.
Michael, stop. I will interview you guys. Okay. You set it up, but listen to me.
I set it up, okay.
9/11. The Zionists did it. Okay. We can keep going down out of the millions of things that the elites do in deception. Okay. Millions.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's over here. And we can do books and treatises. The issue is, how many flat earthers want to build a movement to shatter the swarm? How many people?
Oh my God.
David Icke, let me finish. How many people, David Icke, been talking about these reptiles? He waits 3 years. He's not building a movement. The issue is, do you want to get your hands dirty? Do you want to go hand out flyers? Do you want to mobilize a movement? That is the order of the day. So let me finish, Michael. You keep interrupting me.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You got to learn how to listen.
I am. I'm trying. Besides, I haven't do this.
Okay. So what you can do is, if you want to set up that interview, great. But the discussion that I'm going to have with these people, fine, whatever you think. And we could do scientific experiments on any one of these things. And this is an MIT technologist, not like some dilettante who just makes up shit. You say?
I get it.
So if you want to do that, great. But ultimately, what is the problem that needs to be solved and understood? That the Earth is flat or not, or the reptiles are there, or the UFOs are there? I've chosen that the most important problem, the scientific problem, is why 0.00001% of the people are ruling over 8 billion people. So that's what this movement is about, because we want to actually shatter the swarm. Once we do that, it opens up the opportunity to understand many things. But without going at that root cause issue, it's just mental masturbation. But thanks, Michael. It's good to have you. Okay. Bazin, are you making it clear to people? Are people getting out of the waiting room, learning how to do it?
I'm not sure that people in the waiting room can rename themselves while they're in there. So I let some of them back in to give them a chance. Okay. But it seems like a lot of people still haven't renamed themselves.
Okay. So people can rename themselves when they're the way. So, so those of you, so let them all in and we'll let them know again. Okay. There's a lot of people in the waiting room. So let's go into, again, this is for new people. If you've introduced yourself before, please lower your hand. Are you letting them in, Bazin?
Yep, they've been let in.
Okay, to all the new people who've just come in from the waiting room, please take a moment to put your name, rename your name, and put your state where you're from. Otherwise, you're going to be put back in the waiting room. Let's go to Peter Vicente. Go ahead, Peter.
Hello, Dr. Shiva. This is Peter Vicente. I was born in Spain. I grew up in New Jersey. One of my best friends going up to high school was a very smart guy from India, Ram. Anyway, I went to University of Massachusetts. My second year, when I found out about Dr. Fauci and Gallo in the medical system, I just rejected I rejected the entire medical model. And I had a tutor, and I decided to go alternative medicine, natural medicine on my own. Didn't find my feet on that for a long time. Ended up in an ashram in the Berkshires. You might know a yogi over there. We had a lot of free time. I learned a little bit of Sanskrit, got introduced to Ayurveda. I like to cook, like that part of it. I always joked that my favorite yoga posture was a sleeping dog, because that's about how much I did. But I got introduced in, and I decided I couldn't learn Ayurveda. There was too much of a gap in what I rejected in that misunderstanding of Ayurveda. Thank goodness that somewhere down the line, I found a retired naturopath, and he had done everything, quote unquote, for me. And I got to be on the cutting edge of learning from him of what would have happened if I'd become a naturopath. And I'm glad I didn't take that route. So people have been mentioning you to me, maybe, for a couple of years. I've been kind of in and out, just hearing, what's this guy about? And trying to connect. I recently just said, what did I not understand? What did I not get? And I dove in, and very quickly I decided to do your Warrior Scholar course. And I'm almost at the end of it, first time through. I like to do things at least three times. But I'm like getting it. It's very interesting. Can I ask you a question, Dr. Shiva? Is that okay?
We'll do that when we come to Q&A, if you can hold on,
okay,
Vincent.
Well, I'll make a statement instead. So I'm very into words, not to be a pedantic, not to be this word crazy guy. It's not to win Scrabble. I'm very interested in what a word actually means, what it used to mean. Because if you watch how they get altered, it tells you a lot. So that's what keeps me on the edge, is on the edge of what something really means. The words are there. The original meanings will tell you a lot. And interesting, when you look at the English language, a lot of it goes back to Sanskrit. So you keep going back to those bases.
So we can have a longer discussion on this, Peter. The bottom line is, if you want to really know what Ayurveda is, and Siddha's, 99.99% of the people who talk about Ayurveda have no idea what they're talking about. And this includes people who are Ayurvedic physicians. So what I've uncovered is the fact that these traditional systems of medicine, Siddha or Ayurveda, are controls systems engineering. That's what they are. So we go at the root of the issue, and I start cleaning the slate of people's minds so they throw out all the garbage. We take them to understand what is medicine. This is in the systems health program. We take them to understand what is engineering system science. Then we can someone mute themselves? Someone's got noise here. And we take them through a process. At the end of it, people go, holy shit, that's what Ayurveda is. I can teach Ayurveda to people in about less than an hour, where these courses are raping people, charging them 8,000 hours, and people don't really know what it is. So it's a very profound discovery that I've made, which is the core of everything we teach in Truth, Freedom, Health. Some people will get it, and other people will surface level learn it. So if you're ready to really learn it well, you come to the right place. I just put a, tomorrow we have a tutorial you should attend, but I bridged the worlds of East and West at a very fundamental level. And I can teach people to understand how their body is a system in a very short manner. And every, you know, we put thousands of MDs, nurses through this in 2013, 2014, 2015. I put it on hold when I built all the political framework. But you cannot understand health without also being political. And so we combine that. But ultimately, all of this comes from the core. So given the journey you've been, you're in a very interesting situation, because sometimes when you go through that journey and you've learned all this stuff, it may actually get in your way. So you're going to have to sort of put it aside. But if you can do that, you're going to learn stuff that you've, and you're going to really see what you learned in the past in a very different way. But it'll give you the foundational framework. So I invite you to be a part of it. You may want to go look at a video that we did yesterday with the California electors. One of them is a woman called Christina Kirk. Christina spent a lot of money on these Ayurveda courses. And she said, you know, I learned more in 2 hours at your systems health program than I did in any of those. And she realized, wow, in order to be a person who's into health, I also have to learn politics. A lot of so-called gurus, a lot of so-called health people were all for pro-vax, the vaccines and mandates. Sadhguru, a bunch of Deepak Chopra, all these people. So you cannot learn health divorced from politics. So I invite you, it's great to have you. I want to have Bazin or wherever the hosts are, Suresh or Andrew, connect you up with Rose Cias and Paul Testa. I don't know if you met them, Peter, but they're right in New Jersey. Them. Yeah. So Rose is a teacher, an educator. She mobilized 2,000 volunteers in New Jersey, got us on the ballot. First time in the United States a naturalized citizen got on the ballot. Then the Democratic Party took us off the ballot. We took it all the way up to the Supreme Court of New Jersey. It went all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And now we're the electors are fighting a lawsuit. So get involved, Paul, Peter. It'll really, really advance you in a profound way. But it's great to have you.
I would like to ask you my question and waive my Q&A, because it's not that kind of question at all, I promise.
Well, not now. Short. You can do it later. You're going to have to wait. Okay? Thanks. Okay. Let's go to Diana Roll. Diana, how are you? Diana Roll
from Good evening, Dr. Shiva.
Good, Diana. First thing, are you familiar with Ryan Shea?
Yes, I do receive some emails from him.
So Ryan's great. Ryan's, you know, really helped build a movement in Texas. He helped mm-hmm. also get the 40 electors to get on the ballot there as a write-in candidate. Ryan, are mm-hmm. you here?
Yeah, I'm here, Dr. Shiva.
Yeah. So Ryan, say hello to Diana. Diana.
Hey, Diana.
Hi, Ryan. Ryan's here, but Diana, can you introduce yourself? Tell us who you are, what part of Texas you're from, how you came to us, your journey here, and what you'd like to contribute.
Okay, I'll keep it brief. My name is Diana, and my friends call me Dee Dee, and I'm in Houston, Texas. I've been here over 35 years now. I found Dr. Shiva after the whole COVID thing happened, because I was looking for someone else, you know, with the same thinking that I was, because I already knew what what it was happening because it was looking criminal. You know, you don't take medical advice just from anyone other than your doctor. So people giving medical advice, you know, and that's not their place to do so, was alarming to me. And that is how I really started on this journey. So finally, I found Dr. Shiva, and I'm just like, this is resonating with me. This is so, and it continues, because you're right. You have to get into politics to really understand what's happening. And it looks very grim. And I know that the only way to actually make any changes is to, you're going to have to go in and do it. So what I would like to do is influence policy in some way, or try to, get rid of a bunch of stuff that doesn't service humanity, then it shouldn't be there.
Diana, you're bringing up. So I'm glad. First of all, it's great to have you. I hope you and Ryan connect. The deepest thing that people need to understand when it comes to health and the interconnection of politics is this. There's, 33 million people or 40 million people now in the United States practice yoga. A lot of people are doing alternative medicine, right?
Yeah.
People do, lifting weights, and they do all sorts of health stuff. What people don't understand is that when you looked at the ancient and traditional systems, there's a lot to learn from them, because people made lots of mistakes and learned a lot. Why did people do things like yoga or meditation? Do you know?
I don't know why, but I mean, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, the number one reason people did this was taking care of your body and your mind was directly connected. Healing yourself was directly connected, believe it or not, to fighting evil. These forms of meditation, yoga, the use of herbs, the siddhas, for example, which are really the origin of most of the traditional system medicine throughout the world, believed and felt that you have to heal your body, but you have to fight evil. So it wasn't like you just took a yoga class and you got all yoga'd out and you drank your green tea, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you ate your green drink and then you just sat on your ass and watched everyone fucking suffer. That's not the purpose of this. It wasn't a narcissistic thing. You were supposed to take care of your body so you become a resilient system so you would fight evil.
Yeah.
We say truth, freedom, health.
Especially the mind. You got to work on the mind as well.
Right. But the mind and the body are one and the same. There's no difference.
That's right. System, one system. I always say, like, we're made up of trillions of cells, and each one of those things make up the one person. That's exactly why it's important to take care of the whole thing. And that's why I really like specialists at the hospital, because, I mean, you're only focused on one part of the body. When that one part affects everything, you have to look at the whole picture.
Yeah. Diana, so I invite you to connect with Ryan and go through this program, become a warrior scholar. And we have set up many, many capabilities for all of our leaders. All of our leaders have our own program that we use for chatting. We only use Zoom, for example, for public use right now. Uh-huh. We have our own conferencing system with Jitsi and our own CDN. For everyone. Marianne Berry, for example, runs her own conferences. Okay. So we and we have our own infrastructure. We have our own digital infrastructure. We have our own data center. So I want you to get involved, because tomorrow is our systems health tutorial. You're probably going to like it. It's free. It's open to everyone. Join us.
I already signed up. Yes, sir.
Good. Yeah. So connect with Ryan and get involved. It's great to have you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah. And become a warrior scholar. Thanks. Let's go to Deanne. Is it Parks? Deanne Parks, good to have you. And Michael DeLucia said, ideally you would host a town hall using Jitsi. Yeah, well, we have our own Jitsi. We use it internally, an appropriate CDN to carry the video. Yeah, so Michael, if you want to help, we get a lot of advice from IT people, but if you want to help, jump in. connect with Suresh right now. And if you know how to do it, and expand CDNs, because we have our own data center. And if you want to help us set it up, do it. We have a lot of infrastructure we've created. So Suresh, can you connect with Michael Dulicia from Rhode Island, Suresh? Because he's giving great ideas. And whenever people give great ideas, I say, great, put your money where your ideas are, or put your hands where your ideas are, your mind, and help us do it. Okay. So Michael, look forward to getting your help. So go ahead, Dean Parks. Good to have you from British Columbia, Canada.
Thank you, Dr. Shiva. It's nice to be involved. Hi to everybody else. Nice to see my team leader is here, Glenn Halls. Hopefully I'm going to be able to connect with him.
Yeah, so Glenn's right here. Glenn's right here.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm hoping to join the Monday meeting in Canada. There's a Monday evening
meeting. Great. Fantastic. Yeah. Yep.
So I don't know where I was, but I just recently found out about you on the Mike Adams show just before the election. I thought, well, if I had heard that, I'd have voted for you, because there's really nobody else to vote for. And in my life, I've been pretty involved with the government on some levels. I always thought you vote for the other guys, so you know, it causes them to have to do, you know, be busy, keep busy. I didn't know any other real choice, so it's really nice to find out from the systems course. I changed my life in the early 70s when I read that the amount of LSD that'll fit on the head of a pin will give you distorted reality for up to 8 hours. Imagine what the chemicals in your food will do. And shortly after that, I owned a health food store, and I spent 50 years in the health food industry. And my last many years, about 25 of them, I spent training retailers on how to do customer service and merchandising and promotions. And I remember one of my slides was systems deliver on promises. Because if you got bad systems, you know, you end up, everything falls through the cracks. So I've ordered 200 handouts. I'm at that point. I can't move on in the course unless I go hand out 200 handouts. So I printed them off, and I pick them up tomorrow, and I'll start handing them out. And I have some friends who've already joined, and you know, I'm stoked on some level, but you know, I'm trying to keep that under control, and you know, as well.
Well, it's great to have you, Dean. I just gave you my email address.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Send me your email and your phone number. I want to talk to you about something, because given your interest in the health food industry, right?
Yes. Our
movement has created some incredible solutions integrating Eastern medicine with Western systems biology. The health food industry, as you know, there's a lot of charlatans in there. It's becoming a wellness industrial complex. And it's not, and Booby fucking Kennedy represents that, right?
Exactly.
So we have real solutions that our movement itself can bring to people. So I want to talk to you about that, given your interest. So I just shot you my email, but it's great to have you. Canada is poised for explosive growth of our movement, because people are totally confused there. There's been no leadership there. You know, the truckers movement, when it started, you know, we were right there in the thick of it when it started. And the reality is the truckers movement in Canada, or the movement in Syria, which has happened, shows what happens when failure will occur if you don't have the right grounded theoretical framework. Yep. You cannot build an airplane without understanding aeronautical engineering or Bernoulli's principle. You cannot build a movement without understanding the principles we've uncovered. You just can't do it. So people, so that's why it's so important what we've done here. But it's really good to have you and your enthusiasm and your grounded.
We just did a mail. We just, the health food industry fighting for new regulations in Canada. We just had 1.8 million postcards sent to the government, buried them. And so there's a lot of people who are into the natural health who I think would align with what your message. So yeah, I'll be happy to get hold of you, and thank you for that opportunity.
Yeah, there's two parts of the wellness health movement. There's the real part, and then which means people really want to get to the root cause of health, which you have to integrate politics, and you have to integrate the systems view. You can't just talk about eating this or that. It's not going to cut it. And that's what they're doing. They want to make it very, very reductionist. But it's good to have you, Dean. Okay. Are there any other new people, Bazin, that we see that we want to introduce? Anyone else? Let's see here. If you're new, again, raise your hand. It's good to have you. Okay. I do want to thank our people from California. We did a live yesterday with Maria Canistra. Is Maria here? Just to give you a heads up, if you guys missed it, you may want to watch it again. But we went through in gross detail that the fact in California, the election fraud that was committed to us, we're not going to let it get away. We got all the electors. We filled all the paperwork to be listed as a write-in. And even in the midst of that, they have failed to count our votes. So we've sent a letter to the Secretary of State of California. And if they don't respond by Friday, we're going to be filing a lawsuit against them. And by the way, the Secretary of, you know, California claims that they're so into diversity. Well, you can see me and you can see Crystal, you know, Indian American, Korean American, and it was a Black woman in the state of California who did the election fraud against us, and the Attorney General is a Filipino American. So you can see race doesn't matter anymore, okay? Because they'll use people of all different races to manipulate and screw over other people. We live in a multiracial aristocracy right now. So, but I don't know if Maria's here. Maria, are you here?
I'm here.
Yeah, yep. Maria. Yeah, so Maria literally mobilized 108 electors with the support of Jill Jones and others, but Maria really led the effort. Hardworking woman who does multiple jobs, from doing being a yoga teacher to being a dog a caretaker to other. But our movement has everyday people, and this is what they do not want. Maria, do you want to share anything?
Thank you, Dr. Shiva. Yeah, it was really the experience from the people after I started making phone calls in California a couple of years ago, and then just all the people that we did get mobilized. We had warriors, a lot of volunteers, thousands of people that supported Dr. Shiva, and just the effort of all these working people for the forms that they needed to fill out and how they had to do them, and whether they were able to do it in the process of going to their own county elector's office. A lot of people couldn't do it that way because they're working, so they took time on the weekend and had to fill out those forms, get them notarized, then get them certified mail. And there was a lot of moving pieces. And there was some of the pairs, the people, each elector had an alternate elector, had to do things two or three times. Everyone had to work really hard. We did it correctly and we did all the pieces. And so now they didn't do their end. And yeah, and we're going to go through the fight now. And they don't expect working people to do that, but we're doing it. So that's where it's at.
Thanks. Thanks, Maria. Thank you. Thanks for all your great effort and leadership there. Thank you. Let's go now to questions. Let's go back to Peter Vicente. Go ahead, Peter. It's 10:02. If anyone else wants to ask questions, please raise your hand, and then we'll go to Bernardo. And then Bazin will play a features video letting everyone know all the capabilities we put together to support your growth. And then we'll play the Anthem video. Go ahead, Peter.
You see me?
Yep, I can see and I can hear you too, Peter. Go ahead.
All right, good. It's depending who's listening, it's two questions, right? It's what is definition of scholar? More interesting to me is, sounds like you carefully chose that word. So what does that mean for you? Why did you choose to use the word scholar, and what does it mean? What does it mean for you? There you go, yeah, in your own words. Or I think if you answer why you chose it, it would answer the whole question.
What's your other question? You said you had two questions.
No, that's the question. This is about the use of the words. Like, I'm okay. Taking a course called Warrior Scholar Course.
Yep.
And I'm going, okay, the scholar part. I'm revisiting that word, okay? because I would never call myself a scholar. So it's your turn.
Yeah, so there's two parts to learning. One is the thinking part, the reflecting part, the studying part, which means theory, which is what scholar is. You study, you sit down, and you go through this process of reflection, studying the text. You know, we've created a whole textbook on this. It's a field that we've essentially created. So it requires scholarly attitude. Being a scholar is a lot of effort because you got to sit down, you got to have discipline, you got to repeat, you got to read, you have to reflect, you have to ask questions. So we have twice a month, we have a Q&A. We had a great thing with really people asking great questions on the topics. The warrior piece is actually two meanings there, getting on the ground and fighting. So there are a lot of people who are just scholars who live in academia and ivory tower worlds, but they will never do activism. They say, oh, I'm just a scholar. I'm here to just write about stuff. That's not my job. Noam Chomsky is an example of that, right? They just write about stuff and they actually think they're better than everyone because that's all they are. We say, well, you know what? We'll compete with you on your scholarliness using the science of systems, and we are warriors. We get on the ground. We get our hands dirty. We hand out cards. So that's where that comes from. Let's go over to Bernardo. Bernardo, question?
Yes, sir. Hello. I was wondering if you knew that I was able to talk to the American ambassador, Ken Salazar, briefly about truth, freedom, and health. That's number one. Number two, I was able to meet the biggest anchor in television in Mexico, and I send them your resume. And unfortunately, they're part of the big swarm because he blocked me right after that. And I'm sorry, I was trying to get you an interview with him, but I am trying to get you an interview with Teve UNAM, which is a national university. And I don't know if you would be interested in talking to them.
Yeah, so Bernardo, we've talked about this before. If you obviously set up an interview, we'll interview with anyone. Just send an email to Crystal or Manju and they'll set it up. Thanks, Bernardo.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, everyone. It is 10:08 p.m. We've been here for 2 hours. Tomorrow, we have a system self tutorial. I encourage anyone to come to that who really wants to understand the foundations of health. And we have an entire program. It involves online self-paced courses, about 100 hours. It involves live interactive courses. It involves laboratory that we've created to educate a new breed of educators. We call them systems health educators. And the health coaching world is going to be a very large business, which is controlled by the swarm. It's going to be about a $40 billion business. And it's controlled by the wellness industrial complex. We are offering a complete different paradigm that goes beyond the Western medical system and that wellness industrial complex. There's a lot of people use the word wellness, and I don't think they're really interested in wellness. But our goal is to create, which we've done before, but we're relaunching, it's to create a whole range, a whole team of global systems health educators who really help people understand what is health, how the body is a system, and help them navigate through the thousands of modalities to find out what's right for them. So that's tomorrow. I forget exactly what time it is. We have them at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., but it's one of those times for tomorrow. The other piece is we have also created a solution since 2013 called Clean Food Certified. We have the end-to-end systems model process, the engineering approach of defining what is quote-unquote clean food. And we led this. The establishment is actually trying to create a version of our clean food, which is just about chemicals. But that's not enough. You could have eliminate all the bad chemicals in food, but that does not mean that food was produced properly and how it was processed. It's much more complicated. So we've created a holistic standard, which is a global standard. If you want to be involved in that, know that every Tuesday, every other second Tuesdays of the month, We do a clean food symposium, and we also have ways that you guys can participate and become clean food inspectors globally. So you're welcome to get involved in that. That's what I wanted to share. I hope this was valuable. Understand that our movement is here for the world, but it demands that people take personal responsibility. We're not here to convince people. Those of you who are new, you'll likely get a welcome call, giving you guys an opportunity to participate, become a warrior scholar, and get involved in this movement. Bazin, I'm going to check out. If you can play the features video and then the anthem video. And Suresh, if you can sign off after that, that'd be great. Suresh, can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. Be well, be the light. I'll see you guys tomorrow for those of you who are interested in coming. Thanks. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.